Well, good morning, and it's great to be able to preach to you this morning. It's been a while. It's been about 12 months since I last spoke to you and gave you my thoughts as to what God is saying and looked in the Word with you. And that's mainly because of the fact that with all the challenges of COVID over the last 12 months, I've focused primarily on hoping to bring church to us each Sunday morning, either through our homes or through more recently through our live worship. Which has been great to get back into the building, obviously, and worship, albeit with a few people, rather than the whole church. But now, as things are hopefully starting to settle back down a little bit, I first said to Dad it would be great to be able to share what's on my heart and preach this morning. So here I am in my little cave. Well, welcome. This is my world. This is where I've been for the last 12 months, hiding out 24/7 in this room. In fact, I think pretty much all my earthly possessions are in here. And as soon as you walk out of these doors, the family looks after the rest of the house. So I come in here every morning for work and leave later in the evening, and then spend time throughout the weekend as well in here. So welcome. You're very welcome to be here. But of course, I am not preaching to a screen this morning. I am preaching to the church. And to remind me of that fact, I have up on screen, as hopefully you can now see, your wonderful faces all smiling at me to remind me that you're listening, that you're here, and that God is at work within your lives. So good morning to you all. I know you can't wave back because it's just a still photo, but it's great to know, to be reminded from my perspective that you are there. So I've got multiple screens to help me through this morning. I've been advised by a number of you who are experts at doing this that there are many different ways in which you can use the recording facility. So hopefully this will be a blessing to you this morning and an encouragement. Hope through uncertainty. Hope through uncertain times. Hope through difficult times. However you want to call it. Today I want to just talk about hope. The hope we have in Christ Jesus. I think it's a timely reminder to us all of the hope that we have in Christ Jesus, our Lord. I want you to start at the outset by saying a huge congratulations to Steve and Becky on the safe birth of Esther. Can't wait to see you guys. I'm sure Elisha's so excited to be a big brother. Can't wait to see you guys in person. But for now, we just pray blessings upon you and your family. And I know you've committed so much of your lives to serving God and serving the church. And we're so incredibly blessed by you. And just pray this morning that you would know the blessing of God upon your lives as a wonderful family. So it says in Hebrews 6, verse 19, we have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. We have this hope as an anchor. I love that verse. The hope that is an anchor, keeping us firm and secure and stable through all that life throws at us. And I would imagine that we're all likely to say that life has thrown an awful lot our way in the last 12 months. And we need that firm stability, the security of Christ Jesus, our rock, our firm foundation. So in my usual style, I wanted to talk about the mnemonic that I've put together of the word hope, broken down into four components. Hold on. Optimism, patience, and expectation. I'm going to try and look at all four of those in isolation, and then bring it back together at the end. So maybe let's just start with prayer before we dive into the scriptures. Father, I thank you that you're here with us right now, wherever we may be. Lord, you're at work in our lives. And I pray that whatever I share this morning would be of benefit to your church, would be a blessing and an encouragement on our individual journeys with you. Lord, what an amazing God you are. And we serve you with our whole hearts. And we look forward to looking at your scriptures again this morning, to delving into your word and trying to learn more about you, trying to develop our relationship with you. I pray, Father, for my brothers and sisters, that, Lord, we would join together in unity as your church, united as one, to proclaim the good news of Jesus. So, Lord, as we do that this morning, would you anoint your people? Would you anoint my words? I pray that they would be powerful and helpful to your people this morning. In your holy name we ask. Amen. Great. Well, let's start with a verse from Hebrews 10, verse 23, as we look at the hold on reference that I gave. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. He is a faithful God. And today we hold on, where we lean hard, as we've been singing in recent weeks, the wonderful song that Pete's brought us, leaning hard upon the promises of God. We depend upon God. We trust in him. We are confident. We are assured of his goodness towards us this morning. So that's the way in which, in my mind, we are to hold on. For me personally, and I'm sure for many of us, it's been a very tough period. And maybe we've had to dig deep in our walks with God and learn to hold on to him. And it can often feel at times that the storm has risen around us, and maybe the waves have got bigger and stronger around us. But the anchor holds us strong and secure, the anchor of the hope of Christ Jesus, that enables us to be able to look heavenward and recognize that one day we will be with our Maker. But until that time, we press into him. We press into Christ Jesus. We press in and focus upon spreading the good news of the gospel. We focus upon his promises towards us. As I read out just then, he who promised is faithful. He is a faithful God. You know, all these words we need to hear right now. We need to know of the goodness of God in our lives. We need it now more than ever before. And we need to shout aloud and proclaim that God is a faithful, loving God. That he is faithful to the end, not just in moments in our lives, but always, at all times, he is a faithful God. And if my message can come across in one way this morning, it is that God is faithful in your life. He's faithful in your life. He's faithful in my life. He's faithful in our church lives together. He is a good and gracious God, slow to anger, but abounding in grace towards us. Praise him for his grace towards us. Let us hold on this morning to the hope that God has given us. Isaiah 40 verse 31 says, "But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint." We hold on to the hope in the Lord, knowing that it will renew our strength. How many of us need to know the strength of God in our lives today? I just pray right now for us as a church that we would know the strength of God in our lives, that he would renew us and refresh us this morning, wherever we may be. Even if we're watching this back at a later time, I just pray that we would be renewed by God this morning in our convictions towards serving him. I pray for a fresh anointing upon his church this morning, that it would be outpoured among us, and that we may know that each one of us is special and important and a part of God's plan today. May you know that this morning. May you know the blessing of God upon your life this morning. May you know his abounding grace towards you. May you know his compassionate love towards you this morning as we delve into his scriptures. We need to be grounded and rooted in the Word of God, as Peter was encouraging us last week. We want to be grounded and rooted in the Word of God. And I'd encourage you to just keep encouraging others. We need to be encouraging one another during these times. I know it's strange. It feels weird going on Zoom calls, going on Teams calls, going on WhatsApp calls, whatever it may be. But doing that can be a huge encouragement to each other. Sending the odd text message here and there, whatever it may be. We've been encouraged by a few people dropping things round for birthdays or whatever it may be. And I know it's only momentary, and we see the faces for just a split second, as it feels. But we've been encouraged by that. And let me encourage you, just find ways to be an encouragement to your brothers and sisters right now. Boy, do we need to know that encouragement this morning. So that takes us on to my second point in regards to optimism. Optimism, a certainty, an assurance, a confidence that his hope does not disappoint us. Praise God that this isn't a hope that we talk about in our daily lives. It's not a hope that we reference day to day living that we go about. So, for example, hoping that it won't rain at some point later today, or hoping that things go well for us at work, or whatever hope we may have. There's a certain element of uncertainty in regard to that hope. We're not fully assured of whether that hope will come true. We're guessing. And the amazing thing about the hope that God gives us is it is certain. We know through his faithfulness that he will bring about the victory. Praise God that we are fighting battles day after day, knowing that God has won the victory, that ultimately he is a successful, he is the victorious one. He is the amazing King forever that we serve. So if we look at Ephesians, for example, in Ephesians 1, verses 15 to 19, it says, "For this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all God's people, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people, and his incomparably great power for us who believe." We need to know his incomparably great power for us who believe. It hasn't just stopped because of lockdown. His power has not just been put on pause for the last 12 months. We've not pressed pause as a church, but God is active and alive, and there is power this morning to save, transform, to heal. I believe that wholeheartedly, that God in his power is at work within us right now, today. This day, Sunday, the 7th of February, 2021, God is at work. He is powerful to save and equip and anoint. He is powerful to heal. And I pray that for our church and beyond our church today, that we may know the glorious power of his might at work in each one of us. May you know today his power at work within you, I pray. May the eyes of your heart be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you. He has called you. God has called you. He has equipped you. He wants you to serve him. He wants you to worship him wholeheartedly. And that hasn't paused, as I said, because of the last 12 months. But that is absolutely active and alive right now. And praise him that he is a God who lives to intercede in our lives. You know, many months ago when I was preaching last, I talked a bit about strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Great is thy faithfulness. That wonderful hymn that we sing on a regular basis. Strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. We live for that hope, that bright hope for tomorrow, but knowing that we need his strength today. We need his strength more than ever. And I just pray for the church today that we will be equipped by the power of his strength to be able to proclaim the good news. I don't know about you, but I found that I've been having more and more conversations, maybe virtually, but I've been having more and more conversations, more opportunities, believe it or not, to share my faith. I had the incredible opportunity to record a video at work about my faith and how important it is to me. And I loved the opportunity to be able to share that with however many thousands of people we have in my workplace. I don't know how many would have watched it, maybe only a handful, but I pray that would be a seed planted in people's lives and hearts. And it's been, for me personally, great to connect with other Christians in the workplace. We need encouragement, whether it be in the church life or whether it be in the workplace. We need encouragement of other Christians together, united. You know, when we think about our lives right now and when we think about what God has in store for us, sometimes we can look out and it all looks quite murky. Perhaps it does look somewhat uncertain. And I'm reminded of our time that as a family we had over Christmas, where we were looking out at wonderful, some wonderful views. but at times there was a haze. It was difficult to see what was in the distance. And for Christmas this year, or last year, I guess, I bought Becky a telescope, and she's been able to look out at various different sites and views. And it's amazing that when you start to look through this telescope, objects suddenly just randomly appear in the distance. From the naked eye, you can't see them. But with this telescope, it brings into focus some amazing things. And we were witnessing all sorts of different things as we were looking out, as we were from Minehead in Somerset. And it was amazing to be able to see some incredible views, some incredible sights that we just could not see from where we were stood. In fact, at one point, we were even able to see an aeroplane just stationary in Cardiff Airport. You couldn't see it from where we were, but when we looked through the telescope, there it was in sharp focus. We could see it from the distance we were at. And you know what? It feels a little bit like that in my life at the moment. I'm looking out thinking, Lord, I don't know what the future holds. I can't see it. It seems so murky. It seems so strange. I'm sure many of us are in that have that feeling at the moment. But actually, through the telescope of God's power, through knowing that what God sees ahead of us is so minute, so wonderful, so glorious, we just have to trust Him that He will bring us through this time safely and securely. So our hope is rooted in Christ Jesus today. May that be the case in our lives. So that takes me on to my third point this morning, which is patience. Waiting on Him, being calm, being steadfast or resilient. These are the words that spring to mind when I think about being patient. You know, God calls us in looking to His hope in Christ Jesus to be patient, to realize that God has the answers. God is the miracle worker. You know, so much of my time I find I'm striving, I'm straining, desperately trying to do things my own way. But actually, God calls us to wait patiently upon Him, and He brings the answer to our prayers. And I know, like many of us, over the last year or so, we found that there has been great power in prayer. And I've even been exchanging emails with Mike in recent days about the importance of prayer. And I absolutely fully agree with him 100%. It is so fundamental to our walk with God, not only our individual prayer, but our prayer together as a church body. And let me encourage us to be praying all the more. Boy, do we need to be praying all the more. God is absolutely teaching me right now to be patient and to wait. And if I can learn anything of the last 12 months, it's been exactly that. And perhaps in these four walls, I've experienced that more than I ever have done before, perhaps. There's been maybe fewer distractions, although there's always distractions, but there's perhaps been some fewer distractions for me personally in this last 12 months. And maybe that's taught me or given me the opportunity to learn a bit about waiting upon God, about being patient in my prayer life with Him. And I'm grateful for the space, for the opportunity to be able to do that. I have a loving wife who's diligently worked hard, Becky, so hard in this last 12 months, particularly with the children as she's been going through, as many of us have, some challenging homeschooling experiences. Who'd have thought 12 months ago that we'd be teaching our children like we have been in this lockdown environment? But it has thrown many different challenges our way. And I'm so grateful for her time and energy in supporting our children primarily with the homeschooling. And at times I've dipped in and out and tried to help, particularly with some of the math stuff, which actually keeps me fairly interested. I quite enjoy the odd math challenge now and again. But it's been difficult for the children as they've been learning remotely in a very distant way. It's been tough for them. And I really pray for our children that they may, again, come through this period and find that God is with them. I'm sure as schools open up again, it will be perhaps challenging for some of them as they go back into a school environment. But I'm praying for our children that they would know the confidence and assurance of our loving Father to guide them and help them. And that actually we wouldn't look back at this time as being a period of time lost for our children, but a period of time where we've gained so much. Oops, I've just knocked over my screen. But anyway, let's move on. But I'm praying that our children would learn so much and would have learned so much from this time. I personally have had the benefit of having more time with my children in this last 12 months than ever before. I've never known what they've been doing in school, but I've been able to learn and see and watch some of their development. And that's been amazing for me. I've really valued that time with them, and I pray that it would have been useful and helpful time for them. So I don't want to look back at this last 12 months and think it's time lost for our children, but I pray that God would use this time to develop them and to show them His love, His grace, which is why we've all been so desperate to try new things on a Sunday morning, to engage the children, to help them to know that church isn't just about the adults getting together and talking about the Bible, but it's as much for them as it is for the adults. And I pray that on a regular basis, Lord, let our Sunday morning activity be a blessing to your children. May you bring them through and educate them and show them the wonderful stories that you have given us through your word of amazing miracles that God has performed. So that's been my prayer throughout this period for the younger people. And I know it's a prayer of so many of us on our hearts. So in Psalm 130 verse 5, it says, "I wait for the Lord, my whole being waits, and in his word I put my hope." Brothers and sisters, let me encourage you this morning to wait patiently for the Lord, to wait upon him, to know that he hears our prayers. He hears our cries. He's not a distant God, but he's near. He walks beside us. How reassuring is that to know that he walks beside us? He sees what we go through, and by the power of his Spirit, he intercedes in our lives. Praise God. And my final point this morning that I wanted to bring to you is that of expectation, looking forward, eagerly awaiting what is to come. We have an exciting time ahead of us. We know that one day we will be with him, and we will be like him, and we will be able to worship him forever and a day. And I don't know about you, but I am absolutely desperate, buzzing to want to worship God together. It's one thing to be able to worship in our own homes, and I don't know about you, but those first few weeks of logging onto YouTube and seeing the worship being presented on the screen and singing together at home was really quite odd. In fact, I don't think I've ever quite got used to it, hearing your own voice and trying to encourage the children to sing along. And you know, at first we got them to get pots and pans and hit away just to be active and part of the worship, but it just doesn't come close to the joy and excitement and buzz of being together and worshiping. So we've had to do something to just try and help people to be able to worship in their own way. But it's been nice, it's been great, it's been wonderful to actually get back into the building for a few of us and worship, but it still feels odd, it still feels so strange. And I know I say that most weeks, but it really is. And I am desperate for that moment when we all come back together and worship him. Boy, it's going to be a party. It's going to be an explosion of praise. It's going to be an amazing moment of the glory of God at work within his people and his Spirit poured out upon his people. I dream of that moment. I can't wait for that moment when we can be united again and join voices, join hearts together and worship and proclaim him as Lord and Savior. And that there would be a shout of praise, that we would raise a hallelujah to Almighty God, and it would go out from our church building to everyone around us. That's what I long for. I can't wait for that moment to get back together. But it doesn't mean, as I keep saying, it doesn't mean that we pause or we stop right now, but we just have a different way of being able to worship together. It's very different. It's very unique, but I'm sure we'll never quite get used to it, but it's just a way in which we can encourage one another in our worship. So let me read you Colossians 1 verse 27, where it says, "To them God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles the glorious riches of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory." Christ is in you, the King living within you as the hope of glory. Wow, that is unbelievable. How many billions of people are there on this planet? And God has said, for those who call on my name, for those who repent and give their lives to me, I will come and live within you. We are born again, Christ in us, the hope of glory. That is just something we need to be constantly reminded of. I need to be constantly reminded of it, that God, through Christ, through his Spirit, is at work within each one of us. He lives within us, the hope of glory. That's enough to get me excited in the morning. It's not my coffee that gets me excited. Maybe the coffee wakes my human body, but it's the Word of God that awakens my soul each and every day. And I pray again today that we would know that Christ in us, the hope of glory, is at work within you, within me. There's nothing special about it. You don't have to be an extraordinary person. You don't have to have done certain things to achieve it. But Christ, when we open up our hearts to him, when we give our lives to him, when we repent and confess our sins and turn to our almighty maker, and when we accept Jesus as Lord and Savior of our lives, that is the moment that Christ is active and alive in us, and we are able to call him our Savior, our Messiah. And it may have happened many, many years ago for you, but let's constantly remind ourselves of the fact that God is at work within us, that Christ dwells within us, and that he is our hope of glory. You know, his hope does not disappoint. I said that earlier on. His hope does not disappoint. He is a faithful and loving God. He will be with us to the end. He will always be there. And I want you to know this morning, as I've said before, he walks beside you. He walks beside me. He sees what we go through. He sees our earthly challenges. But he raises us up, as I read in Isaiah, that wonderful verse. For those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. As we draw to a close this morning, I just want to remind you and refresh your thinking on the hope that we have in Christ Jesus. I do pray that that's been an encouragement to you this morning. And as the band are getting ready to help us to draw back into worship and to turn our eyes towards Jesus, I just want to close in prayer. So Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for all that you're doing in our lives. We want to thank you that you have not paused, that this hasn't been a season of you being on pause, but Lord, you are absolutely alive and active in our lives right now. I thank you for your love and compassion towards us. I thank you for your mercy that is new every morning. I thank you that we have a hope. We have a certain hope in Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. And I pray that that would resonate across your church this morning, that we may all draw closer to you this morning because of what you've shown us in your scripture, in your word. Thank you again for your loving kindness towards us. May you, as our loving Father, may you draw our church closer and closer together. Lord, I know it's strange as we jump onto various Zoom calls together. It just still seems distant. But Lord, you are not distant. You are at work in our homes, in our lives, in all that we do. You see us and you're with us. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Amen.